Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Two Dudes Doing Trivia. I'm Daniel.
And I'm Will. Yeah, so today we've got this or that trivia coming at the listener. We're going back to our norm for the season. We just grinded out a question writing session together. That was fun.
And, that was fun.
Now we're ready to go.
I think we're ready to go.
That's right. So if you'll recall, it's been at least 2 weeks since the listener will have heard of this or that. So I got a number of categories written. You get to choose. You get to pick your poison.
You know what? I've got exactly the same thing. I've got four total categories today. You can pick two of the first, one of the two of the second. Nice and easy.
Good. Is there any way we could describe it more complicated, though? All right. Let's do it. Flip a coin in my head, and the answer is I'll ask you first.
Awesome.
Can't perfectly wait to random hear it. Coin flip. All right, Daniel, for your first category, you could choose this or that, and I'd like you to choose five questions on salt or pepper.
Well, let's go with pepper. I like that.
All right, I've got five questions on pepper here. The first question will be, in 1993, what band released their massively successful album Very Necessary, including the mega hits Shoop and What a Man?
What a man, what a man.
That's the one.
Oh boy. Salt and pepper.
I wrote this question for both categories. It is salt and pepper. All right, question two. Part of Disney's late 90s, early 2000s kids programming, One Saturday Morning. What show centers around the trials and tribulations of the title character as she navigates life at Hazelnut Middle School?
Is this like Pepper Goes to School or something?
It is Pepper Ann.
Oh, okay.
Pepper Ann. Is she cool or is she lame? And question three, Anthony Kiedis of Red Hot Chili Pepper fame in 2004 released an autobiography chronicling his extremely unconventional life. What title did he give this book?
Could it be Blood Sugar Sex and Magic?
That is the name of a Red Hot Chili Peppers album. He titled his book Scar Tissue.
Ah, damn.
And question four, one of my favorite categories, that's obviously sarcasm. First appearing in Tales of Suspense number 45 in 1963, who is this love interest of Tony Stark? She is portrayed by Gwyneth Paltrow in the MCU, or Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh my gosh. That's way, way beyond me.
Sorry.
Tony Stark. Okay.
Tony Stark is Iron Man. So
give me yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That one, I got one. Pepper Ridge Farm?
Well, Pepper's Farm didn't remember this one, but it's Pepper Potts is Tony Stark's
Pepper Potts. Okay.
And finally, what 1967 album is considered by some musicologists, that is a word, to be the first concept album? So generally a concept album is where the collection of songs has a greater meaning than the individual tracks. And this album had the unifying theme of the simulation of a fictitious group playing a live show, along with psychedelic imagery, a sense of mysticism and optimism among the youth of the day.
Is this Yellow Submarine?
It is a Beatles album.
Oh, it's
and you'll
Sergeant
need
Pepper.
To recall the category.
Sergeant Pepper.
Sergeant
oh my
Pepper's
gosh.
Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh, what a fool.
That's good. We can give you a half point on that one or something. But, no. The two that you approached getting correctly were the music questions, so that's a thing.
That's definitely plays into the whole I'm trying to learn a lot more about pop music.
Sure. Music 171 was a course that I took with actually both Catherine and Wolfhawk, and I think I've mentioned on the podcast before, but Sergeant Pepper, the idea of a concept album, that's kind of where I learned that. And I have Sergeant Pepper up on my album rack upstairs.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Every couple of months we'll put it up. Pepper Potts, not something I actually knew, but I was looking for famous people named Pepper and they just don't exist. So I don't know how popular Pepper Potts is among the superhero genre, but probably, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's gettable among those who read the comics, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And were you a One Saturday Morning fan?
Like, vaguely. Very, like, there are other things going on, you know?
Yeah, I think you were a couple years younger than me, so when One Saturday Morning was really nailing my age group.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think they're just like other shows beyond One Saturday Morning.
Certainly, yeah. All right. One or two, depending on how generous you're feeling at the end of the round.
Okay, let's see how you can do. I'd like you to choose between my two categories, Ladies of the 80s and Songs About Sex.
Holy, I didn't realize we were putting the risque banner on this episode. I'll try Ladies of the 80s.
We'll hit you with the Ladies of the 80s, deferring my Songs About Sex category. And for those of you who haven't like noticed my little pairing clue, this is the two subjects about which songs were sung during the riff-off in the original Pitch Perfect film. And I love Pitch Perfect.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Never seen it, so yeah, that's fine.
Ladies of the 80s, question one. Margaret Thatcher served as Prime Minister of the UK throughout the 80s, including during a war with Argentina, named after what British dependent territory? The South Georgia and South Sandwich Islands were also part of this war, just not part of the name.
The Falkland Islands.
That's it. Number two in Ladies of the 80s. In what Nobel Prize category is Barbara McClintock the only sole female winner? She won in 1983, and the most recent woman to win as part of a group of people is Catalin Carrico, and she shared that award in 2023, just last year.
Okay. Okay, so Marie Curie won some Nobels, so that can knock off a couple of those categories as being not them.
That is true.
I don't actually have any idea, so I'm gonna go somewhere out there and say economics.
So this is a solo female economics winner, I think, was just recently Claudia Golden. But that wouldn't like eliminate her from consideration. Barbara McClintock was the only sole female winner to date of the physiology or medicine category.
That didn't even enter in my mind as a Nobel category. Yep. So I with economics, that is like questionably a Nobel, right?
Right. So Catalin Carrico, she won in 2023. She's a biochemist. I think you asked me about her recently, but she developed mRNA technology, messenger RNA technology. Yep. McClintock, when she won in 83, she won for discovering genetic transposition. So I don't understand 100% what that is, but you know, a nucleic acid sequence in DNA can change its position within a genome to create or reverse mutations. She discovered that. Well,
this will be a bit dated when this finally airs, but at time of recording, happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
There you go.
And with that, question three about Ladies of the 80s. What major singer of the 80s and onward has won 9 Golden Raspberry Awards for her performances in films including Shanghai Surprise, Who's That Girl, Body of Evidence, and her most recent Razzie-winning film, Die Another Day? Her original song for Die Another Day was nominated but did not win the Razzie in its category.
I don't even know the winners of real awards, let alone these awards, so... I'm going to pick a lady of the 80s and a common guest for me recently, for some reason, Cyndi Lauper.
It is not Cyndi Lauper. This one is Madonna.
Oh, wow.
Famously an actress in many movies, none of them good.
Ah, there you go.
Question four, ladies of the 80s. Margaret W. Rossiter is an American science historian who coined what effect to describe the bias against acknowledging the achievements of women scientists whose work is attributed to their male colleagues. This effect, it's unclear whether the namesake relates to the titular magic-wielding girl of a 1988 Roald Dahl novel.
Matilda?
That's right, the Matilda effect.
Wow.
So yeah, so some notable women who were subject to this Matilda effect are Jean Barrett, the first woman to circumnavigate the globe, but did it disguised as a man. And then when she and her, like the male cohort, kind of discovered over 100 species, they were all named after him and none are named for her. There's Nettie Stevens. She discovered the XY sex determination of chromosomes. You know, there's just, but it's often people say it's Thomas Hunt Morgan. And then of course, Rosalind Franklin, who contributed heavily to the discovery of the structure of DNA, but when you think of that, most people think of Francis Crick and James Watson.
And hearkening back to another conversation we've previously had on the show, Frida Kahlo was, a lot of her work got attributed to Diego Rivera, or maybe that's a slightly different thing, because like it was just kind of suppressed and Diego was the famous one until well after her death, and then she got the recognition later on.
So I mean,
maybe it's a subgenre.
subgenre.
Like a Matilda 2 or something.
Could do. Rounding out ladies of the 80s, Benazir Bhutto was the first woman elected to head a democratic government in a Muslim-majority country. What country was she the prime minister of? First from 1988 to 1990, and then again from 93 to 96.
Benazir Bhutto comes up in Sporkle all the time. I want to say Pakistan?
Pakistan's right.
Nice.
She led the opposition, the Pakistan People's Party, from 1984 until she was assassinated in 2007. So I count those up. I count 2 for 5 also. I think I got 1 for 5 though last time. So a bit of a tie.
A tie game though.
Good. It's a bit of a tie for now. And you're saving Songs About Sex for another week. And I'm sure it'll be good, especially if you've watched Pitch Perfect recently.
Which I have not. yes, and you'll be getting salted at some point in the future. All right, moving on to round two. I've got 5 questions in each of these 2 categories. You can choose sweet or sour.
Oh, nice. Let's go sweet.
5 questions on sweet. Your first one, back to the pop music well, apparently. Oh, okay. I was really on a music kick when I wrote these. In Zac Brown's first charting single in 2008, he sings of a number of foodstuffs, like sweet tea, pecan pie, and homemade wine, with a little bit of what other foodstuff? Which is the title of the song.
Cornbread.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, chicken fried, fried chicken. I would have accepted all of those. Number 2. What American boxer, part of the 4 kings that created popularity in the lower weight classes of the sport, along with Roberto Duran, Thomas Hearns, and Marvin Hagler, competed for 20 years from 1977 to 1997, and he was the first boxer to earn $100 million in purse money. $100 million in purse money.
That's recent.
1977 to 97 was his career.
Oscar De La Hoya?
Gonna remind you each question along the way to recall the category.
Yeah, fair. Oh, what's that guy's name? Sweet Ray Leonard? Is that his name?
Oh, no. His name's Sugar Ray Leonard?
Oh, no. Sugar.
that's not quite there. Oh, that's so funny. Okay.
That is so funny.
Yeah, Sugar Ray Leonard. Okay. Question 3. Although throughout the years the character aged enough to speak, what son of Popeye the Sailor and Olive Oil is portrayed as a crawling baby in a romper and a sailor's hat?
Sweet Pea.
That is correct.
Yes.
The baby's name is Sweet Pea. Well, I will accept Sweet Pea. I believe it is stylized as Sweet Pea with an apostrophe indicating.
Oh, that's cute.
Glottal stop in lieu of the T. All right, question 4. What American rock group formed in 1993 in Arizona, but gained international fame with their hits in 2001 and 2002, The Middle and The Sweetness, respectively?
Jimmy Eat World.
Jimmy Eat World is correct. And your last question on sweet. Well, widely considered one of the greatest football players of all time, what Chicago Bear played his entire career for that team from 1975 to 1987 and got the nickname Sweetness? One story alleges that it came from a teammate saying, "He runs so sweet it gives me cavities."
Oh boy. Drew Brees.
Drew Brees was probably born in that time period. Is Walter Payton is the famous Chicago Bear.
Nice.
And I, the only reason I asked that one is because I know that you would have heard that name through your football research.
That's right, yeah.
All right, that's another deuce for you, because there is no way I can accept Oscar De La Hoya followed by Sweet Ray Leonard. but that's good. You pulled Sweet Pea and Jimmy Eat World. So we were talking when we were writing our questions over Discord together. I kept like almost singing songs that were going to be parts of the question, and it was the Jimmy Eat World songs that were doing it to me. I had to close the tab.
Yeah, for sure.
Very, very catchy ones. Yeah, Chicken Fried, very famous Zac Brown band song. It's a bit country probably for your typical music listening taste.
Typical, yeah.
But yeah, little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night.
But once you kind of sang songed it or whatever, it did sound familiar for sure.
I certainly sung song it.
Like a zing spiel. It could be anyway.
All right, that's a 4 for you because we'll give you a 2 in the first round.
Oh, that's so generous. So, what do we have for you today? We have 2 albums again. Hopefully, you recognize the artist: Chromatica or Art Pop.
I do recognize those albums, and I will choose Chromatica.
Sounds like a good choice. For those not in the know, those are both Lady Gaga albums. Okay, question 1 in Chromatica. The dry powdered form of what acid is sometimes sold as sour salt? It is particularly sour, yet safe for human consumption, for which reason it is often used to flavor sour candy. Sour candy is a track on this album, Chromatica.
Interesting. Gonna just have to go with citric acid.
Yeah, pretty straightforward on that one. Question 2 in Chromatica. Another track on the Chromatica album has a one-word name. What is that name? A first name for women in English, which also appears in the title of an Arlo Guthrie song and an 1860s kids novel, and it is the first name of the author of the book The Color Purple.
I'm not going to get it from the author. It's a lady's name? Typically. I don't know if you specified.
Yeah, I did say that. Yeah. Arlo Guthrie song, 1860s kids novel.
Madeline.
Alice.
Alice. Okay, I knew. Yeah, I should have just went further. I should have just thought about that further. Yeah.
The question 3, the visual effect and post-production technique commonly referred to as just using a green screen is more accurately referred to as chroma what? This is also the word used to represent the color black in the color model used in printing known as CMYK.
I did not know the first part of that question, but I believe that's key.
Excellent. Yeah, chroma key.
Chroma key. Nice.
Question 4. Rain on Me from the Chromatica album is a duet by Lady Gaga and what other female singer? This singer released the double platinum selling in America album Thank You Next in 2018, and she'll play Glinda in the film version of Wicked to be released later this year.
Thank You Next is Ariana Grande.
Hey, excellent. And final question. Not Chromatica, but chromium is considered an essential nutrient in humans to metabolize lipids, sugar, and what third thing? A hormone produced in the pancreas that promotes the absorption of glucose from the blood.
I feel like this doesn't belong to Banting, but it belongs to the world. Is it insulin?
This is insulin. Excellent. Nice. That puts you at 4 out of 5, actually. Just Alice is missing.
That was actually within reach of a perfect score.
Yeah. I'll talk about a couple of these. So citric acid, even, you might know this, but maybe other people do not know that, even non-sour candies have citric acid added to them to make sweet candies. You balance out that flavor with acidity. It makes them more flavorful without being oversweet. Kind of cool.
Did not know that, actually. Don't eat that much candy.
I do like candy. I'm a bit of a sweet tooth. Alice, so the 1860s kid novel obviously is Alice in Wonderland. There's another novel, the sequel to that was in 1871 though, but it also had the word Alice, but we couldn't make the question that long. And then the can always be about me and Alice in Wonderland.
This is true.
But Alice Walker wrote The Color Purple, and for that novel she was the first African-American woman to win the Pulitzer Prize in fiction. Finally, a little fun fact about green screens or chroma. In chroma key, you can use any color. We just often see green screens and then blue in like motion capture, like film things, because they are the furthest away from human skin tones, which could otherwise be inadvertently kind of keyed out, as it's called, as part of the background.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, that's, I don't know where I learned that, but CMYK, I only learned maybe this month that the K is for key. So that was pretty fortunate.
Well, for sure.
Inclusion there.
Yeah. Pretty good performance. That makes you the victor of this week's episode.
And
so congratulations.
To the victor, go the spoils. So I'll take that. It's good because I think you're still crushing me overall this season. So I'm glad the difficulty pendulum swung a little bit. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. This week has been fun. Hopefully the subsequent ones will also be fun. If you've got questions, categories, things that you want to tell us about our show, you know where to find us. It's 2ddtpodcast@gmail.com. That's 2.
The number 2.
ddtpodcast@gmail.com.
See you next time.
Bye.